Welcome to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. If you go by pop culture, it's easy to think that the few Latinos you do see have a certain kind of look. Actors like Jennifer Lopez, John Leguizamo, or Eva Longoria have become the Hollywood definition of Latino. But within the Latino family, you're likely to see people of all shapes, sizes, and shades. Some of us have fair skin, straight hair, and light eyes. Others, like me, are mestizas, with brown hair and eyes and olive skin. And still others have dark skin and curly or kinky hair. Many fall somewhere in between all of these. Now, it isn't just Hollywood that's pushing the idea of a certain type of Latino look. The Latino media, from news to entertainment, largely focuses on light-skinned Latinos and, oh, so many blonde Latinos and Latinas. Here on Latino USA, we make a point of including all sorts of Latino voices. We want to tell stories that convey the diversity of the Latino experience. But we're a radio show, and you, mis queridos listeners, can't see our guests. So for today's show, we'll be focusing explicitly on the Afro-Latino experience. And we're going to start by hearing directly from Afro-Latinos in a segment we call Somos, which means we are.
My name is Janelle Martinez, and I am the founder of Ain't I Latina. I grew up in the Bronx, New York, by way of Honduras. You know, Latinos, we're not monolithic, right? You can be Latino. I personally prefer to use Afro-Latina or Afro-Latino because I really want to recognize the fact that my roots do stem from Africa. It's just a matter of celebrating what you are and really being okay with that. Definitely, I didn't see myself reflected in media growing up. I was always really into magazines, and actually that's where I had my major and was in magazine journalism. And so I recall very early on, you know, with subscriptions that my family had, you know, we had Jet, we had Ebony, we had Essence, you know, I think even at one time we had People in Espanol. And I felt like, yeah, I would see someone that looked like me in like an Ebony or Jet or Essence. But when I was looking in People in Espanol, like, I was like, you know, I mean, this is in our native tongue, and I'm not seeing anyone that looks like me. I always had the question in my mind, like, why do I have to go to one or the other? Why can't I see that representation in one location? And I think that that really was the driving force for me to launch my site Ain't I Latina, because I love magazines and I love traditional media, but I felt like the message is going to go further if I have a site. So I get a lot of response, particularly on Ain't I Latina's Everyday Chica feature, where on a weekly basis on the site we highlight an Afro-Latina just doing amazing things, whether she's an entrepreneur or she's in fashion, a designer. I really think it's just so important for women to have a strong sense of self, because coming from all areas, you know, in media, you're being told that you're not beautiful, your life doesn't matter, you know, you should try to achieve Eurocentric features and you should do this and that. And it's like, you are who you are. You were born in the skin that you're in, and rock out with that. Like, that's who you are. And so I know it sounds like hard to accept, and I'm even just now 100% getting comfortable in that skin myself, and I'm 26 years old, you know? So it takes time, but once you've gotten to that place, or not even just in that journey of finding and understanding your value and just being comfortable with who you are, like, it's a beautiful thing, and just embrace it. There is more awareness and more conversations, I find, that we're having, especially in the digital space. And so for me, it is just really important to bring attention to that. And I'm happy to see more celebration of, you know, Latino history and our roots, in particular, Afro-Latinos.
My name is Anthony Otero, and I am from the Bronx, and I am Puerto Rican and Ecuadorian. I believe that a lot of the issues that I had years ago when I first sort of declared myself as an Afro-Latino was that there weren't enough of us out there. But that has changed dramatically since, let's just say, 2003. I mean, Twitter, Tumblr, what remains the same is no matter how much we put ourselves out there, there's still issues of inequality within our own culture. I mean, it's one thing to sort of deal with prejudice or racism, you know, from white people. But it's just your own culture. It takes, I don't want to say a little getting used to, but I think it takes some time to really understand. I can tell you numerous amounts of times in which I've had discussions about not bringing a black woman home, you know, and I would look at people in my family and I'm like, I mean, I know what I see when I look in the mirror, and I'm darker than you. So for you to say that is sort of a slap in my face. I very much will tell anybody that I'm black. Some people have an issue with this identification. I try very often when I do discuss this to say that everything is sort of black and white. You know, it's the black and white binary, and everything else is sort of like gray. And that extends to pretty much all cultures, particularly within Latin America and the Caribbean. I think a lot of it probably starts around, and I'm not a historian, so, but I think a lot of it probably starts around slavery. You know, a good deal of the slave trade was conducted in Central and South America. And I believe a small portion ended up in North America. So a lot of the thoughts, a lot of the actions and the brutality and all that stuff very much happened within South America, Latin America, the Caribbean. And I think that much of the thought process in terms of skin color remained from there.
The harsh realities of life have taken toll. Even Jesus Christ forsake my soul. Please tell me what price to pay to make it whole. Take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. J.O.'s, they lost my flow, but they yo.
Oh, hi, my name is Sophia Arzu.
My name is Victoria Arzu.
We are the founders of Proyecto Más Color.
We kind of sound alike. We were both born in Oklahoma.
We grew up in both Oklahoma and Katy, Texas, and our parents are from Honduras.
We started off around maybe 2012 with the idea of Proyecto Más Color because growing up, we were watching Telemundo and Univision and these novelas with our mom, and we come from a Latin American household, and we speak Spanish in the house, but we found it odd that we never saw anyone that looked like us on Latin American television. When we were at school, like in grade school, it would be difficult to try to explain to either the Latinos or the African Americans what we were because they were confused by our race and they thought that being Latino or Hispanic was a race. So when they saw us and saw that we have a darker complexion, that we're black, it was confusing to them. So we decided to come out with a YouTube video in order to explain exactly what an Afro-Latino is.
You know, a lot of people, I mean, people have not protested the fact that the novelas have European-looking characters. You know, that says a lot about the Hispanic people. It says that they're accepting this. And I think they're internalizing this idea that white is better, European features are better, and anything darker is just shoved to the side and shoved under the rug. It's a reflection of what they think, and it's a cause of what they think. It's a vicious cycle.
If someone asked me where I was from, then I would let them know that I'm Honduran and my family is from Honduras. And usually they say, oh, well, where is that? And I'll let them know where it is. And then the following question is, oh, so you speak Spanish? I'm like, yeah. Well, say something in Spanish. I'm like, why? If I had the skin tone of like Jennifer Lopez, I don't think you would ask me that question. I think because of the fact that I'm black, you're asking me to prove myself. I just found it kind of ignorant to ask that type of question when I just told you what I was and you just wanted proof for it. Our parents are Spanish teachers, and our mother has had experiences where parents will try to get their children out of her classroom because they wanted a native speaker to teach their children, which she is a native speaker, but because of the lack of education of others, they just assumed that she was an African-American that learned Spanish.
Like, there are some people that get it. They know. But then there are a lot of people that are just willfully ignorant about it. either they're willfully ignorant or they're just ignorant. You know, they don't know, they have no idea. Like, a lot of Mexicans don't know that there are Black people in Mexico. And, or they do know, but they kind of just, you know, they're ashamed of it. The media is the window to the world for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people don't learn about other cultures. They don't travel. They don't see other things. So the media is very powerful. And I think that Univision and Telemundo, they're aware of their power to influence people and influence the way that they see the world. It's their responsibility to show diversity in the Latino community. It's their responsibility to show that Afro-Latinos can be more than just maids and gunmen. It's their responsibility to show that we are a unified culture. Like, we don't need to separate ourselves from the white Latinos and the indigenous Latinos and the Black Latinos. Like, Latinos are all one, you know? We need to portray that in the media.
That was Janelle Martinez, Anthony Otero, and Victoria and Sofia Arzu. Janelle Martinez is the founder of AintILatina.com. Anthony Otero is the author of the novel Hanging Upside Down. And Victoria and Sofia Arzu are the co-founders of Proyecto Más Color. For more information about our guests, go to our website, latinousa.org.